Welcome to the blog. There's a certain magic about early morning yoga. To go from being fast asleep to full body movement on the mat is a transformation practice. Literally, I feel my body and soul coming back online. The old adage, shape shift to state shift, is never more true than with this first practice of the day. The temptation to stay in bed sometimes rears its head. The contract I have made with myself and my students ensures the leap out of my bed, refusing me permission to travel down the line of thought, "Ah, sure, I'll stay in bed." I've made it impossible for myself to get out of my commitment that ensures my presence on the mat 3 times a week in the early part of the day. The quickening of a troubled world and the changing pace of life often means I'm awakened with anxiety. The ritual of the journey from the bed to the mat starts the transformation process. There is something deeply comforting about habitual practices. I find early mornings is the best time for yoga. I love the stillness and the quiet of the small hours. At this time of the year, February, is just before the dawn. It's a private thing. A dawn to a new day. And as I cross the yard to the studio, I greet the 4 points of the compass: the light from the east, the warmth from the south, the winds from the west, the cold from the north. I feel the space above my head, the support of the earth below my feet, crunching on the gravel as I walk. I acknowledge my ancestors and ask them for guidance for this new day, aligning with the natural rhythms and energy cycles of life out in nature. All of this in a 15-second walk to the studio. Already I've started my day with intention and presence, and I haven't yet made it to the mat. The practice begins with the internal physical question, or should I say noticing, what does my body want from me? Gently awakening stretches, releasing the stiffness of the night, or a more energetic practice, enhancing circulation and mobility for the rest of the day. Or perhaps today, focusing on bone health, strength and balance, especially relevant for me as I have osteoporosis. As my body moves in sequence with my breath, a calm, focused tone seeps in for the day ahead, reducing morning anxiety and creating a space of quiet before the daily responsibilities take over. Over the years, I've noticed that this place of stillness comes with a sense of clarity and grounding. I believe my practice improves my concentration and memory, leading to better decision making throughout the day. Every sequence is different, though designed to effectively awaken my body safely. The combination of breath work, movement and relaxation starts my day with ease, no matter how differently I was feeling before I made it onto the mat. I'm also mindful of the different levels, abilities and needs of those who practice with me, so continually adapt the class to suit everyone's needs on the day. I like to remind folk that this is a practice of self-care and nourishment, not another task on the to-do list. This is a gentle invitation for you to give early morning online yoga a try and experience the benefits firsthand. It's convenient, accessible, no need to travel. Simply roll out of the bed and onto the mat. You can even come to class in your pyjamas. How to start? Create a dedicated space at home where you can leave your mat and other things ready to use. And then set a realistic expectation for yourself. Start with perhaps one morning a week. This alone can make a difference. Remember, let this be a gentle ritual of care and connection, not a chore to complete, but a space to simply be. And here's a few words from those who've experienced it firsthand. In practicing early morning yoga, my body stretches and is awake. I feel focused, mindful, grateful, and energized. Rita. The biggest differences I have noticed, it helps low mood, or the positive twist is increased good feeling and reduced anxiety. Increases my energy levels and motivates me for the day, gets me out faster in the morning, Louise. More awake than coffee, but without the jitters, Mary. Like I've hit reset, calm, clear and ready for the day ahead, Sharon. Grounded, energised and surprisingly at ease, whatever comes next. So you can join with me in class by going onto the website and booking your class. And P.S. The most expensive way to join a class is to book a one-off session, but it doesn't have to be. When you choose any one of my subscription options, you're not only giving yourself the freedom to attend as many classes as you like throughout the month, but you're also making your practice far more affordable. The more you show up for yourself, the less each class costs, making it an easy, rewarding way to prioritising your well-being. Why pay more for just one class when you can enjoy unlimited class of yoga for so much less? Thanks for listening. See you on the mat.